At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are due to update the people who listen to this show on the Colorado list.
Yeah.
There's a big weekend. Huge
for the Colorado list.
There are four people on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long we're going to talk about this, but I bet you by the time we're done, there's only going to be two of us left. I bet you all four of us don't make it all the way through this. But wait, before anybody says anything. It's so obvious now, but like, let's just do this. Text in to 303. Text in to 303-222-5423. And you can now replace your bets on who you think finished.
Oh, shoot.
Who finished Manitou Incline?
I meant to grab audio.
Of
last week,
someone having a strong opinion about the Manitou Incline.
Well, if you were listening when we were building up to it, we did four of Erica's assignments.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. It's been really nice seeing you guys. I might just retire for the day.
That was Saturday, Haas. Saturday,
huh?
That was Saturday.
No, I'm saying I'm tired of spending time with you guys.
Oh, tired of us. Oh, I thought you were still tired from the Manitou Incline.
A little bit. Everyone be honest, like you didn't have a weekend.
No, I had a great weekend.
No, completely.
Yeah, okay.
There's no weekend.
Oh my gosh, I went to a concert.
We did fun things, though. We did.
We had fun.
But often
I have fun in this room. And that doesn't mean it's my
weekend. Okay, I'm going to interrupt you and tell you, you don't have any right to be saying this. Tiek is the only one who does. Because you did fun things with your fiance.
That's
you did
true.
Every, not one thing
oh,
that we've
true.
Done didn't involve him. Tiek drove to Manitou Springs by himself.
He's crying.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, yeah.
No
and
wife,
then if,
no kids.
Yeah.
No so, dogs.
You don't.
Okay.
Bro, you had it, and then you decided to go one step. Okay, the voting is in. By the way, I just want to say, in the pre-voting, mm-hmm. what did that look like? What did people... People thought that...
It was about 60%... 70% of people thought either Aaron or I would be the first to finish.
Okay.
There were a couple votes for you, Slacker.
I thought there was one.
I think there was a single T-hack and like two or three for you. Everything else was either Aaron or Erica.
Not a lot of faith in us.
Okay, but to the point of that, what Aaron was talking about a minute ago was trying to find audio mm-hmm. of T-whack.
T-whack.
I think that fits more now today. Saying out loud with some oomph behind it,
yeah.
I was a D1 college athlete. Is that my...
Nope.
Hold on.
No, nope. I wasn't D1.
Yeah, he only said I was a college athlete.
Right. Don't
oversell it. I tell the truth.
You did oversell it, though, didn't you?
No. You tell what happened.
There are also
tell the story.
Very different kind of athletes.
Those who can make it up the Manitou Incline.
There's strength. There's sprints. There's endurance. Uh-huh. There's stair climber. Uh-huh.
There's getting there on time.
Mm. Oh, okay. Hack!
Okay.
Come on. Nobody. Okay. The only part of the story that I do want to tell, we can all tell our own experiences about the Manitou Incline itself. But I just want to say, Colorado, you don't seem to like Erica because...
What?
First off, the Rockies just got beat when we were there.
Oh, yeah, big shock.
I know, you're right. But then we get to Manitou, like, I'm allowing the car to get me. I was not on Waze.
Yeah.
And it led me into places, and then... The short version of this story is I run into a man who's like the head of their tourism board
right.
and basically said, listen, man, there's a water main break in Manitou. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
And I was like, got it. But we're just going to, he's like, we don't want you here.
Right.
He's like, the railroad's closed. Please leave. And I'm like, I just drove 2 hours. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. I wish that we would have gotten some sort of alert that this was happening.
Right.
Because, man, we were driving and driving, and it's like that time just kept ticking up.
Yeah. It kept getting worse and worse.
What is going on? Part of it was the Renaissance Fair traffic. Who knew there would be that much traffic at like 10:30 in the morning?
That was really weird. It was a lot.
It made me
very anxious.
Oh my gosh, so anxious, so angry. It made me never want to drive a vehicle again.
You were different when you finally arrived.
No, I'm not someone who likes traffic.
I get it.
Or waiting in line.
Okay.
Or
well, I was there.
What time did you leave? 9?
Shortly after, yeah.
I left about 9.
You live further.
Yeah.
I left at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Aaron texted us at 9:30, gonna be late. Our thing's at 11, and she's like 2 hours out. She's like, not happening.
Not gonna be
without
there.
Renaissance Fair traffic.
What a man.
And a water line main break.
Yeah.
Hour and 15.
Okay. All right, so let's. Should we get to the hike itself?
Yeah.
Who wants to start? I think we had a positive attitude once we finally, it took us about 30 minutes for all four of us to get our cars parked. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that I had a positive attitude.
Yeah, okay. We started an hour late.
Yeah, so it was like,
it was noon because I had my receipt from when I finally got the parking to pay.
That was.
Which was another thing, yep. Manitou Springs, we're looking at you.
Yeah, it was just.
Get better service.
Yeah. Well, like the trail entrance for the incline is a parking lot called Bar Trail or whatever. And it's like, you finally get a spot in there and then you look and it says no incline parking. Yeah. And you're like, well, how do you know?
Too bad.
I'm just here for the porter potty.
What are you talking about? We're definitely doing the incline. Yeah. So
here's what I'll say.
Okay.
The incline, hard hike, beautiful views. Kind of was afraid of bears every time I heard a rustle in the.
Oh my God. They were chipmunks, you fool.
They were so cute.
Often they were chipmunks.
Always.
I have no proof of a bear, but I felt the presence. Just the overall experience was not positive.
Okay. There are 2,768 steps at the Manitou Incline. There is a punk out.
A false peak?
Well, there's a false peak, but
is
there's
that
a
not
punk
the same?
Out.
Okay.
No, because the false peak was even passed. Had we hit the false peak yet? I don't think we had.
I don't believe so.
Because you're looking up and you're like, oh my God, I can see the end. And then... We were amongst people, and like they were like going, is that the end? It's like, that's not
the end. I just never looked up.
You really didn't?
No.
Incredible brain
work. Yeah.
And you and I, we were raw dogging it. No headphones. Remember?
We all were raw.
We all raw dogging
it. Aaron had our headphones.
Yeah.
Aaron had headphones.
For the first
But you had your fiance with you, too.
Did you see him leaving me in the dust?
Yeah, well, okay.
He had my water, too, and I had to be like, babe, stop!
So at the 1800, actually at about 400 feet up, Erica started calling her shot.
I started calling your shot real early. I don't think I can do this. And the minute my body starts going, this isn't good, I started going into panic mode because I was like, and what happens if I get so far from medical assistance?
But gravity would work. We could just shove you down.
And then I'd be dead.
Win-win.
Right.
Rude.
Yeah, no, at like probably step 400 or 500, I looked at you and I was like, I was not happy. And then it got a lot better. Like then.
There were little spates of like not as bad.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, we're fine. And then there was this sign at the 1800 steps and it said 1 more hour up and 2 hours down from there. And I'm like, I don't have 3 more hours.
Because of your dog.
Because of my dog. And I will say.
Yeah, it's the Bar Trail bailout. Because I was looking up this same sign afterwards because I have issues with it. It lied to us.
I have a lot of issues with the sign as well. And I do believe that the people who bailed out left because we had responsibilities we had to get back to.
Such a lie.
And while you have children, Slacker, one of them was with us.
One of them was with us.
Who left you in the dust.
Yeah.
He had to go find him. He left us all.
You had no other option.
I could have just texted him and said, meet me on Bar Trail. But why did you bail, Hack?
I bailed for the same reason, the time. So we got started an hour late, and it said 3 more hours. I didn't have 3 more hours to get back to my kids, so I trusted the sign. Also, our colleague, our friend, our partner was in a crisis.
Me?
Yes. You had to get back to your dog.
Oh, my God.
What?
You are not. What? You are using her as your out.
I gotta say, it might have been a little more the other way around, but it was totally fine. He said, if someone else is bailing here, I'm going with them. So I said,
well,
then.
3 more hours. Yeah. Now, you guys got done in way under that, so credit to you.
Yeah. But we got the whole thing done in under 3.
I'm very mad at the sign, because I'm texting back.
I just looked up the sign, because I was confused by it, too. But I wasn't going to quit.
She thought about it.
I thought you didn't quit, Aaron, because you thought I was going to die.
Okay. I also thought she didn't quit, because she thought
Aaron
you were going to
die. Leaving with you guys. And
I wasn't.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like 100 steps up, and I look back, and she's coming, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys made her come so they don't find my body.
No.
If you were going to continue alone, I considered continuing because I didn't want you to die.
Well, my son was up there. He would have eventually found me. And like, there's people on the trail. There's people on the trail. There's people on the trail.
Can I tell you like what really, because I always knew I was going to do it. And like that half, the 1800 step mark, yeah. I was kind of like, do I want to?
Right.
Like whatever. But I met a woman there. Her name was Mary, and we kind of did the climb together. She saw my Dexcom and my insulin pump, and she was like, my niece is a type 1. I'm going to tell her that type 1s can do the incline. So I was like, I can't quit. I have to.
Well, and then Aaron's insulin pump stopped working. So
okay, listen, we have to finish up recapping the Manitou and the other two things we did. But if you were guessing and you now know the answer... You guys want to do the next break? Tiak and Erica may or may not be back. If you guys are tired or have to go to your dog. Position.
Who made it first? That was the whole point, right?
Did you?
My son did.
But when I asked, because I asked at the 1800 step mark, who made it first to that before half bailed?
It was my fiance, we think.
It was me!
No, didn't he beat you to the 1800 steps?
No.
Oh.
Well, I made it to the top before you.
By 2 steps. I was checking my blood sugar. By 2 steps.
Oh, my God. Is everyone good at you? Okay.
I'm glad I got off
we'll
that
We'll come
mountain.
Back with more God. Arguing and recapping Colorado Do List next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're recapping a lovely weekend together. Everyone is so hot-headed right
Wait,
now.
Wait, I just want to say, I stand by my decision 100% to not finish the Manitou Incline. I literally, carrying my dog out to go potty, mind you, he had just gotten neutered, so extra worried.
Yeah.
He was peeing in the air. Like, I had to get him out.
Fine.
So I stand by it 100%. And my fiance and I plan to return.
Nice.
Someday.
We'll do half of it again, so then you can put your two halves
we'll
together.
We'll do the whole thing, and I'll probably nearly end our relationship with how annoyed I'm going to be doing it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's got excuses, but it's...
I stand by it, though. Okay. I'm not saying, I would've.
Off the air, we've now looked at the sign that's on the halfway point, and I'm just going to say, I don't want to encourage anybody, but don't believe that sign.
Yeah.
That sign is a lie.
It's not the halfway point.
Yeah.
It's the two-thirds point. Because I did a lot of Googling because I was so mad because you guys made great time according to what the sign said it was going to take. And so I'm frustrated.
Well, we made it down fast because for some reason I was in the front of the pack and there was like a fork in the road and I took one and we ended up basically spelunking our way down for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
We were sliding on our butts through like a
and
dry riverbed.
Once again, I stand by not sticking with you.
It was not great. And unfortunately, some other people followed us.
It was like 5 other people.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Some like teenagers. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just keep screaming back. At a certain point, I couldn't see anybody behind me. And I'm like, we are not on the trail. But we're not going to go back. You can't.
We
climb
you literally
back up.
Couldn't. We were going down like a dry stream.
Oh my! Yeah, I'm so thrilled with my decision that.
Yeah, I guess
day.
If you roll down the hill,
we got. That's why we got down so fast. The down was actually almost the worst part. My toes were bleeding when we got down.
Ouch!
Because you're just
Amazing.
Driving your toes into the front
I feel,
of your shoe.
Like keep talking. I feel good about what I did that day.
Anyway, that was all well and good, and we got the hell out of Manitou. I don't think I'll ever do it
nope.
again.
Really?
I will only return to do the incline one time, and that's going to be it.
I think I would have done it again, but then my son was texting his mother, and she was like, oh, I did it. My record is 7 times in one day, and I'm like, die in a fire. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then she's like, my best time up is 38 minutes.
That's insane.
That's, I mean, who...
You're like she's running a,
she's
up a, that.
She's insane. Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom longer than that.
You were in the bathroom longer than that. So,
okay,
that ends our Saturday, then Sunday.
Right.
So we've been trying to schmooze the folks over at Bob's Atomic Burgers.
We are dumb.
We are super dumb.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, hey, guys, hold us a table, like, maybe in your private room.
Right.
Your banquet, wherever you hold weddings or graduation parties.
Anyone who has been to Bob's was listening to us going, huh?
Why didn't you guys text us and tell us? Do you know what Bob's is?
No, you know what I think it is?
What?
Not many people end up eating there. Yes, they had a line out the door, but I'm going to be real with you. It was slow.
It was slow moving. It was worth it. Yeah. I thought it was worth it.
Oh, it was pretty so good.
Oh my God, you didn't think it was great?
I fear that I'm not as big of a burger person as you guys.
Oh, you don't like meat that much.
Like, maybe I should have gone for like grilled chicken sandwich.
But it's Bob's Atomic
but it's
Burgers.
Bob's Atomic Burgers. So
when
it was
in Rome.
Very good. The onion rings, exquisite. The sweet potato fries, exquisite. The normal fries, pretty good.
It was all great. And the burger was just...
The self-serve soda machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, top notch. You are the fast food dude. Yeah. And it's not fast, but like, where would you...
It's the idea of fast.
It's atomic.
And it's a bummer. Like, all y'all thought I was an alcoholic while we were there because I'm like, after waiting 40 minutes or whatever, I just wanted a beer and the burger.
Right.
And you can't get it. So that is one bummer.
Yeah.
The beer may have elevated my experience.
It might have.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was great. I thought the fries were nice and crispy. The self-serve soda, that's not a joke. That's very important to me. And the burger was really good because you can get it exactly how you want it. You fill it out and then that's
they
great.
They cannot screw it up.
Yeah,
and they give you a celebrity name to bring it out to.
Yeah. Like we were...
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Our butts looked so good from the day before.
Exactly.
But I will say, highlight of my weekend was probably the Coors Tour.
That, when we did a ranking...
Highlight of my weekend with you guys.
Right. So why?
It was informative, it was interesting, and it was pretty cool. And they're like, we're going under the beer bridge, and it's like, and then they're like, we're done under the beer bridge. I just thought it was cute.
Everything, like, it for a few years there, it went to just walk around with a terrible narrator in your headphones, and I thought we were going to disappoint you heavily. That's why...
That would have been a bummer.
We were trying to say on air, can we get anybody to get us a private tour? Right. Kind of blah, blah, blah. You get a private tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our tour girl was awesome.
What was her name?
Danielle. I know this because I filled out her...
Survey.
Oh, nice.
I did. So very she nice. Was terrible.
Oh. No, she was awesome.
She was... Like, could any of you, given 6 months to prepare, remember all the crap she remembered?
No, and especially some of the questions that were being asked of her, where it's like she really had to know her stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, does the dirt melt away on the bottom or the top of the big
vat? Yeah.
And she knew all of it.
To be fair, I don't know the answer to that question. I was confused by it all.
Yeah, I don't. I agree.
All right, so what was everybody's favorite thing? Eric has now Coors Tour.
Yeah.
The burger, Bob's Atomic was good for me. But I don't really drink beer, and when they gave us that first Coors Light, and it hit my lips.
The stupid cold Coors Light.
That was really good. That was really, really good. I think I might have to start drinking beer. So
welcome.
So it did that to me.
We brought gluten-free celiac Aaron, so I'm going to guess.
The water was refreshing.
Oh. What was your favorite thing then?
Manitou, absolutely.
Really?
Because she can gloat. You know that she's so competitive.
I am.
That's why she finished.
I know she had to do the whole, I'm checking my blood sugar.
It was real. You finished actually because you could not let it go. Whereas I just don't care.
Well, to wrap this up, Aaron and I have a special little treat for you guys. We are the champions.
We are the champions.
Sing along. Oh.
No, keep going.
Yeah. It doesn't bother us.
No time for losers, cause we are the champions, gong of the show.
Yeah, it's not bothering me.
Yeah, not at all.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.